From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Eight Americans walked out of a Haitian jail today after a judge ordered their unconditional release. The Americans, members of a Baptist church in Idaho, have been detained since January 29th when they attempted to take 33 children out of the country. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It was a chaotic scene as the Americans were released from the Haitian jail and pushed their way through a crowd of reporters and climbed into a van provided by the U.S. Embassy. Once inside the van, the eight Americans smiled and cheered. The Americans had been accused of trying to illegally take the children to the Dominican Republic, but the judge in the case says parents told him that they had voluntarily given their children to the missionaries. Lawyer Avio Florent says his clients never meant any harm.
They are very strong. They are very strong. They are American. In God they trust.
Two of the Americans are still in custody pending further investigation. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
President Obama marked the one-year anniversary of the signing of his administration's economic stimulus law today. He said the measure has fended off the risk of another Great Depression and put millions back to work. However, Mr. Obama also noted millions of others remain jobless, with many people still struggling to make ends meet.
It doesn't yet feel like much of a recovery. And I understand that. It's why we're going to continue to do everything in our power to turn this economy around.
Officially known as the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the $787 billion package also includes tax cuts and money for public works projects. Federal Reserve officials expect the economy to grow by 3.2% this year. That projection was included in minutes released today by the Feds from the Fed's January meeting. More from NPR's Jim Zaroli.
The minutes suggest that Federal Reserve officials expect the economic recovery to continue, albeit at a moderate pace. They even discussed when to begin selling off some of the mortgage securities the Fed has bought in an effort to prop up the housing market. But most Fed officials said it was too soon to begin considering an increase in interest rates, and with inflation low, they feel under little pressure to do so. Meanwhile, there was new evidence that the economy is improving. The Fed said industrial production rose more than expected in January, and the Commerce Department said construction of new homes rose at an annual rate of 591,000. That was their highest level in 6 months and represents an increase of 2.8%. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn won a gold medal at the women's downhill in Vancouver today. Vonn, despite reports she was dealing with a bruised shin, showed no signs of discomfort. In men's speed skating, American Shawnee Davis, the current world record holder, defended his Olympic title, winning the 1,000-meter event this evening. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 40 points. The Nasdaq closed up 12 points. The S&P 500 was up 4 points. This is NPR. U.S. safety regulators will reportedly launch a formal investigation into consumer complaints of steering problems with Toyota's popular Corolla subcompact car. According to reports, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has received more than 150 complaints about the Corolla. A surprising announcement, Toyota said today, if defects are found, a recall could be announced. Toyota is already dealing with the fallout from a recall involving millions of vehicles to fix possible faulty acceleration problems and bulky brakes. Astronauts have gotten their first chance to enjoy the view out of the International Space Station's giant new bay window. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Until now, the station astronauts have only been able to peer out of portholes. But when Space Shuttle Endeavour blasted off last week, it carried up a new room with an observation deck that has seven windows to give station astronauts panoramic views of the Earth and space. But the windows were delivered and installed with their protective shutters closed. Spacewalkers on the outside had to remove some bolts that held those external shutters securely in place. And then an astronaut on the inside could open each shutter. Towards the end of the spacewalk, all the shutters were opened at once, and astronauts finally got a good look at the expansive new view. Residents of the station will now be able to use these windows to help orchestrate spacewalks and outside robotic work. Endeavour is scheduled to undock from the space station on Friday and will then head home. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Crude oil future prices closed higher today. The near-month contract for crude was up 32 cents a barrel and the session at $77.33 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.